Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1086. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Bemer Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basram Moshe and Lurafur Shalema Sarafega Baslaina Chama. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so we left off last year in reference to, we're talking about if one is eating on grass or not just eating on grass, or they throw, let's say they're on their porch and they throw down, of course, and we're talking about places where there's an air, if they throw down water or whatever, onto the grass, so one has to be careful, you're not allowed to do that. If one goes to wash, they're eating outside, or let's say on Sukkot, for example, let's say in a case, in Sukkot, so they want to go wash, they'll wash outside the Sukkah, or in the Sukkah where there is grass, you're not allowed to do that either. You have to be very careful. Sukkot is a very good example, whereby one washes for challah, and that's it. But if there's grass, you can't do that. Okay. So then the Mechaber said, which we'll talk about some more, that it's a good thing not to eat, in these gardens, these various different type of things. Okay, now in general, I just want to talk about a minute the Shar Mashkim. We spoke about Mei Raglayim, urine and so on, that could be, that burns up the, in case of where little children or whatever, that burns up the grass, so that's not a problem. But in reference to, so water, to pour water, somebody's drinking water, to pour water on the grass, right? You dump it out of your cup, or to wash for bread or whatever, that you're not allowed to do. But with the Mechaber said, Shar Mashkim, other types of drinks would be allowed. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down wine. Wine is, gives an example, would be wine, because it's very strong and that doesn't make things grow. But there's a Magen Avraham. Now the Mishnah Berurah, so I want to just continue over there. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, because of a Magen Avraham. He brings a Magen Avraham to Lechatchila, that Lechatchila, initially, Royal Lezor Af Ben Mashkim. One should be careful even by Mashkim. If it's not, even though it's not water, but other drinks also, one should be careful not to throw it onto the grass. Not to dump it out in the grass. Again, in the case where a person doesn't have, they're not doing it to make the grass grow. So Elamai, what? It's a psik resha, but the Mishnah, the Sharet Tzion does say on the bottom, Mikol Makom Etzeref Lezeh, Gam Ken Shehaya Beginas Chaveira. If it's stuck in a place whereby it's somebody else's garden, or maybe in camp or whatever the case might be, Nirish Ein Lahachmir, that by Shar Mashkim, these other types of drinks, and it's not a person themselves, their own garden or their own backyard or their own grass, whereby it's a psik resha, the nichalate, in other words, that it's going to happen automatically, that you're going to throw the drink, let's say soda, for example, or whatever the case is, they throw it onto the grass. So the Mishnah Berurah says if it's somebody else's garden, that one does not have to be machmir, and we'll just see inside from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas how he brings it down. But the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say further that again now a simin shin lamed vav sif katan chof tes vayim belio rabish because of the v'yayin shehu chazak ein lizar klal. If regular strong wine, you know, that you don't have to worry about, that's for sure not a problem if somebody threw it down on the ground. But because of prima godem the mei devash v'shecher yesh behen mayim bevadei matzmichem. He says, oh, but he brings a prima godem. Does the Mishnah Berurah that mei devash or v'shecher or beer or these other types of drinks that are not as strong as the wine yesh behen mayim when there's water mixed in bevadei matzmichem, that's taka problem that would if you throw that onto the grass, that would taka make the grass grow. In other words, it would have a din of regular water. Okay, so just to read from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, Lamaisa, what should one do? Let's say whatever the case is, water you can't throw on the grass, but to have another drink, let's say, in my cup. So by wine, by regular wine, strong wine, we saw, okay, so the Mishnah Berurah was makel over there, but he brings down the Sefer Yisrael Lachas that, he says like this, Das Mechabav Devashar Mashkim, She'enen Matzmichim, Ein Lizar Bezeh. Other types of drinks that don't make the grass, you know, that don't help the grass to grow is no problem. Valkem Mutal Hatal Meraglaim, B'Shabbos HaGab Yisrael, therefore one could go Meraglaim on the grass. Kevin Shehem Azim, Umoinim Oisim Lahatzmich. Then he says, does the Sefer Yisrael Alachis, and by the way, it's in Ois Yud Dalad, and now it's Simon Shin Lamed Vav Ois Yud Dalad, V'yesh Machirim Gam B'Shar Mashkim Chutz Miyayin, Shu Chazak V'Kiyesbe, that there are those who are Machmir by other drinks besides wine. Gam B'Shar Mashkim Chutz Miyayin, besides wine, Shu Chazak, because wine, again, is a very strong thing, so that does not make that doesn't help the grass grow, and that was the Magen Avraham, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so now he brings, in conjunction with that Mishnah Berurah, who It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is on the Machmir side, on the side of the Machmirim, because he brought the Machmirim, and he brings him down. Does it say for Esau Lachas? For Kol Shekein Yesh Lahachmir B'mei Devash, one should be Machmir. In other words, again, in reference to what? In reference to throwing down, they have a little bit soda, let's say soda, for example, not wine. Wine we establish, if it's regular wine, you know, yeah, wine is strong, that doesn't help the grass grow. But what about regular soda? These type of things. So he says, "V'kol shekein diyesh lahachmir b'mei devash." Let's say b'mei devash or shechar and beer. V'huadin shar mashkim sheyesh behem mayim. If it's a type of drink, he says that has water mixed into it, right? V'kol shekein soda mesukin sheikrin b'mayim. That by soda's large portion is mayim is water and so on. So then one should be careful. One should be careful not to throw it down on the ground. Okay, now just to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home, on page 236, he basically says straight up that not to do it unless it's a regular and shar mashkim, other drinks, not to throw it down on the ground. When we say on the ground, we're talking about where there's grass. Obviously, to throw it on pavement, that's not the issue. We'll try and get to possibly if there's grass in the middle, but the regular pavement is not the issue. We're talking about on regular grass, right? So somebody's in the grass field in the backyard, sukkis. Camp, whatever the case is, he says like this, liquids other than water will cause plants to grow. Therefore, he brings down in conjunction with what we said from the Mechaba, Mishnah Berurah, and so on. Therefore, it's taka osur. It's osur to pour any liquid, for example, apple juice, right? Somebody has apple juice, somebody has soda, he brings down, onto the grass. Or onto growing plants or so on. Again, they have a little bit left in their cup. They have to be careful not to throw it down on the grass. But then he brings down, like we mentioned, plays straight up that urinating the mereglaim on growing plants is permitted because the mereglaim, the urination, does not promote growth and it just burns it up. So and the only thing is, which is in the middle, is wine. I mean, it could be that wines which are watered down. That would have a more of a problem in conjunction with like the apple juice and soda. But if it's a regular strong wine, l'chayra, there's, Mishnah Berurah said, there's what to rely on if somebody, for whatever reason, throws it down where there is grass growing. Okay, just to finish off reading from the Sefer Kolalim on page Peites, actually. So he says, Lemay said the same thing, Lishpach, but Yayin Chazak, you know, strong wine. Again, if it's wine that's mixed with water, the loose wine, L'chor, would have a din of maybe possibly like apple juice and these type of things. He brings down also whiskey. Would not be mutter. Whiskey is strong whiskey, you know, Al-Gabi Yosef, because that also burns up the grass. So Lemay said that's what he says. And all these other drinks, apple juice, like we said, soda, these type of drinks are all mixed with water, so one has to be careful not to throw that down on the grass. And that which we said, he does bring down, that which we said from the Sharetzion, who's makel of somebody else's field, like let's say in camp or whatever, while meeting in somebody else's sukkah, maybe possibly to throw down shar mashkim, to water throw down to the water that we don't do, even though it's a psik resha, it's going to happen automatically, but it's even though leinichalei, still we don't do it. But as far as other drinks go, he says if it's mixed with water, that would the heter of the Sharetzion, whereby its other drinks would not apply even in somebody else's field. That's what he says. Yesh lahata lishtais shar mashkim. Kasha'ein mu'uriv b'mashk b'mayim. It's when it's not mixed with water. Havalei sofikim matzmecha filu neimish ha-matzmecha. Because it's a question. Is it going to make the grass grow? And then there's another hetter that enim mechavin mamakam sekresh le'nichle. Possibly it's le'nichle. Avo b'sheikhar. V'chein kol mashke shemuv b'mayim. When it's drinks that are mixed with water, he brings down what's still the awesome is shum. Because the bottom line is that when things are mixed with water, you know, like apple juice, these type of things, it doesn't burn the grass, so to say. But the bottom line is, it's like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that it does make the grass grow. If it's regular, you know, drinks that are not so strong mixed with water. So the bottom line is one has to be careful in all these instances, again, whether it's on sukkahs, whether they're throwing it, you know, whatever, they're on the porch, or whether they're possibly, they're eating outside on Shabbos, or whatever the case is, or they're just possibly maybe just walking a place where there's an Erev, or sitting on a bench, or whatever the case is, and they have a drink, and they want to throw, you know, there's a little bit left in the cup, so they'll just throw it down. You have to be very careful not to do that, unless it's a very strong drink, like a strong wine or something like that, like we said, possibly a strong whiskey. But most other drinks, one does have to be careful, and as I say in Yiddish, hold cup and not throw the drink down on the floor where there's grass, plantation, vegetation, all these various different type of things. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, Kol Tov.